The views and opinions expressed by guests on the TWBC podcast are solely those of the guest and do not necessarily reflect the views of nor constitute an endorsement by the host, TWBC, or the advertisers. Well, greetings one and all, and welcome to this edition of the TWBC podcast. My name is Tony Lightfoot, and this episode is going to stray from the normal types of topics that are discussed here on this particular podcast, because one of our good friends within the tournament water skiing world, the World Championship men's overall bronze medalist Daniela Filchenko, is currently in his native Ukraine right now, specifically in the city of Dnipro, which is right slap bang in the middle of Ukraine, in amongst all of the barrages and bombardments that are currently being dealt to it by the Russian forces that have taken it upon themselves to invade this sovereign nation. With that, I'm not going to ask too many questions about the situation. I'm going to leave all of the accounting and reportage about what's going on to the true expert who's over there right now, in the form of Daniela Filchenko. He'll give you a detailed account of what's going on, and then offer to give his opinion about the situation as it's playing out in Ukraine. So with that, I'll turn it over to Daniela Filchenko.
Tony, before you ask anything, I just want to say what I wanted to say is it's kind of, it feels surreal still, even to us, to what's going on with my country and the people here. And I appreciate everyone's support. I really feel that support from the water ski community. They all, you know, donated and they all sent us a message. We really do appreciate that. But, you know, we still, it's, I don't know how to explain it, but, you know, money is the last thing we think about right now. We're really thinking about surviving. And we're really lucky here in Dnipro to be driving around even during these times, and to be able to go to the grocery store, even though it's the last pack of meat or something, we can still buy it. Unlike in Dnipro or Kharkiv, they have a curfew all day long. They had a curfew for a few days. They couldn't go outside at all. They were all in the bombshell, like you all saw in the news. It's true. I have friends there that tell us that. And so here in Dnipro, it's been pretty quiet, I guess you should say, even though we hear the sirens, even though on the 24th of February, Russia attacked us and attacked all big cities, including Dnipro, including the airport of Dnipro. I woke up to that. Everyone in the Ukraine woke up to those missiles dropped in our cities. But now it's been quiet for a few days. We have we had only a few saboteurs in Dnipro that were caught. We all know that they're here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, we all know they're here. So we have our territorial defense, which is basically a united group of people who are not in the army, but they have some guns, but they need many things all the time. That's what me and my brother are doing all day long, volunteering, helping out the territorial defense group of people, helping out the army, helping out the refugees that had to leave their homes and they're taking shelter here in Dnipro. I don't know, just the many things that are happening, and you all see it on the news, and it's true, it's real. Our days are very different right now. We're living in, it's a martial law. Most of the shops or whatever is closed. Many grocery stores are getting really empty because they're not getting anything. No supply. It's whatever they had left in their warehouses. Whenever that is done, we're out of food, water, you know, medicine. Even though we get some in, but obviously you can understand that the logistics are hard right now. And many supply was coming from Dnipro or from Kiev or different other cities. But now a lot of, you know, factories are closed. They're not working. So we're really kind of running out of all of that. And everyone is trying to buy some so they have some more, you know, at their house for the future. So yeah, it's just our, you know, day-to-day life right now, which sucks. And I wanted to, maybe I will say it in Russian, but first I'll say it in English, that I'd like to address my message to Russian water skiers, because, you know, I can't be addressing all the Russian people. I mean, I can, but there's a lot of, I can, you know, if everyone starts with the people they know, maybe the world will change. So I know a lot of Russian water skiers and they all know me. Before I call names, which I will do soon enough if I don't see the reaction, all of you know who you are and what we're going through is part of your fault too, because if you're taking silence, that means you're supporting him, supporting that fucking Putin, you know, and fucking and all these bad curse words are no longer something that we're scared to say. This we have on our big boards around Dnipro, around the world, written Russian, that Russian Putin, Russian bolt, go fuck off. It's written all over. And we're not scared to say it. We're saying it all the time. And all you Russian water skiers that are taking silence and not doing anything, writing on social media or something, this isn't helping. Go outside and do something. You're scared to go outside? That you're going to be taken to jail or hidden by something. You know, we're scared to be hidden by missiles here. I'm scared to get my house hidden by a missile. I'm scared for my mom, for my family, for everyone. There are many kids that have died from the Russian attack. It's not a Russian mission in Ukraine. It's a Russian full-on war invasion against Ukraine, against my country. And all of you Russian water skiers know me, and I am telling you this, and there are a few of you that I've talked through Instagram or something like that, and you're still not believing what I'm saying. You're still believing your news that are fake. Everyone, every world, every country has admitted that. You're being banned from everything. You're being banned and turned off from the world. You have to understand that you are wrong and your country has invaded a Ukraine and are killing our kids, our people, and not only army like they tell you. They only tell you that we are only attacking military infrastructure. Military infrastructure, I don't even want to say, everyone sees the videos. Middle of Kharkiv, middle of Kiev, there were apartment complexes where people live were hit by. There were kindergartens that are hit by missile attacks. In the middle of Kharkiv, there was just a huge missile drop that killed many people, and there weren't military people, okay? So go out and do something. But only Russian people can stop this at this point. Only you if you stop supporting Putin, you can stop this. And you can still save your face. You can still save your own lives, I should say. Because if you betray Putin, that means maybe later on you will be forgiven and maybe the whole world will still supply you, or you're not going to be banned from everything like you are being right now. That's it.
Okay, I think that pretty. I think that pretty much sums up how you're feeling in no uncertain terms. Obviously, one of the countries that seems to be siding along with the Russians is Belarus at the moment, and obviously we know that Belarus also has a deep presence within the world of water skiing. I mean, are you prepared to comment in that realm as well?
The same. What I just said, it belongs to all the Belarusian water skiers too. It belongs to them too, because their territory has been used, and not only the territory. Now their army has been invaded into my country too. I mean, Belarus. I know there are many people that don't support their president. I know that it's, I guess, they're, you know, but it doesn't change that, you know, that people are still scared and they tried to take him off, but they couldn't. And now it's your another chance. If you want to live in a free country and feel some freedom, I guess this is your another chance to do something like you did last time, but even more. This is your another chance right now. So maybe go out and do something, fight for your freedom like all of us. You think you're scared? I mean, all of us are scared too, but we have to fight for our freedom, and we will, and we will win. I know this for sure. The whole world is behind us, and even if not, we're going to win, because the truth is behind us. We are protecting our ground, our home. Those Russians that are here, they don't even want to be here. They're scared. They thought they're here for training purposes. Anyways, all of you know it and you see it on news. I don't want to repeat myself. Another thing I want to say is just, thank you to everyone who supports and donates directly to me. And thanks to, you know, Matteo helped me out to create that PayPal link, which made it easier. I was thinking how I can make it easy, because it's pretty confusing to donate to those official donation links, and some people tried and didn't work. So I wanted to make something that's easy. I know that it will bring more people in when people, you know, just click one or two times and they send money. So thanks for everyone. We're here. Some were donated to that army link at the beginning, and then now we're using it here to help out the people in need, to help our army to buy whatever they need, to save the territorial defense. There are many things that they need all the time. Same as, you know, like I said, refugees that come from different cities, and they have kids, you know, they constantly need something to survive. So me and my brother have been volunteering, like many of us here in Dnipro. A lot of people have gotten united and started helping out, volunteering. That's what we do right now.
Indeed, indeed. Oh, yeah. And I'll certainly make sure that those links go underneath the podcast on the page that it resides on waterskibroadcasting.com, for those of you who feel compelled to to donate to the Ukrainian cause in that respect, you know. But one or two questions that I've got to ask, and I think you basically covered pretty much everything that I wanted to cover with you, even before even asking a question, if we're being honest. But obviously, Ukraine and Dnipro in particular is world famous for its ski facility, which I'm sure right now is the last thing on your minds right now. I mean, winter being one thing, but then this catastrophe, another, the Sentosa facility. Are you in a position to report upon the current status of that, or has that been targeted as well, alongside everything else that apparently seems to be in the crosshairs of the Russians?
Everything is at risk. You know, they hit us with the ballistic missiles. They hit us with cruise missiles. Even though we have missile defense now, they don't hit everything. They are not able to protect us from every single missile that drops. And like all of you saw on many different videos from different cities, it can drop anywhere. I mean, our ski facility is fine now, is doing good. Nothing dropped apart from that 24th of February in the airport. Nothing else was dropped here in Dnipro. Yeah, I mean, as of now, it's good, but you never know what's coming. But we are really not thinking about water skiing right now, to be honest with you. We're just, you know, I'm thinking about water ski family right now to get the support from. But as far as infrastructure, I was there, but everything was good. All the water skiers that are here, like Alex, Damir, I know Sonia is in U.S. and Stasia is in U.S. and they're helping out as much as they can from there. Their families are here, and everyone is doing best they can to help. To help protect our country, city, family, help the people in need. I mean, it's just what we have to do right now to stay strong and to be able to keep our positions against a strong army. Yes, Antoni, sorry, I have to let you go. Can't talk anymore. I have to start the day. I have many things that I have to get done. So,
okay.
Thanks for your call and for sharing this. I'll send you the links.
Of course.
Thanks to everyone in the Waterski family for support. I hope to see you all again and hope to ski with you all again.
And hopefully we'll get to see each other and, revel in happier times, you know, once all of this mess has subsided and better and cooler heads prevail, you know. When I think about Ukraine, I think about the national anthem, you know. I mean, if anyone mm-hmm. gets a chance to play it, Google it, you know, and see the English translation. I think the direct translation for the Ukrainian national anthem is Ukraine has not yet perished. And,
exactly. And glory to Ukraine.
Absolutely. And I certainly thank Daniela Filchenko for giving us an opportunity to talk with him about the situation as it plays out in Ukraine right now. He mentioned two PayPal links. I'll make sure that those links are put on the podcast page in which this podcast resides on waterskibroadcasting.com, and any reference that's made to this podcast on linked posts posts and what have you, whether it be on Facebook or Instagram or the like. Those PayPal links will also be a feature on the accompanying text with this podcast. So wishing Daniello and his friends over in Nipro the very best of luck as they try to get through this ordeal. My name is Tony Lightfoot, the host of the TWBC podcast, and until next time, it is ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.